J.D. Vance wiped the floor with Tim Walz after what was the best debate performance of my lifetime. I want to show you my favorite clips of the debate as well as my overall take of it, along with how it will influence the election. The debate between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz had some interesting moments. Here are some of my favorite clips, all compiled into one video.
Governor, you previously opposed an assault weapons ban, but it's only later in your political career did you change your position. Why?
Yeah, I sat in that office with those Sandy Hook parents. I've become friends with school shooters. I've seen it. Look,
Governor Walz, you said you were in Hong Kong during the deadly Tiananmen Square protests in the spring of 1989. But Minnesota Public Radio and other media outlets are reporting that you actually didn't travel to Asia until August of that year. Can you explain that discrepancy?
Yeah, well, and to the folks out there who didn't get at the top of this, look, I grew up in small rural Nebraska, town of 400, town that, now look, my community knows who I am. They saw where I was at. I will be the first to tell you, I have poured my heart into my community. I've tried to do the best I can, but I've not been perfect. And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been about that.
Governor, just to follow up on that, the question was, can you explain the discrepancy?
Just, all I said on this was, is I got there that summer and misspoke on this. So I will just, that's what I've said. So I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protest, went in. And from that, I learned a lot of what needed to be in governance.
Thank you, Governor. And just to clarify for our viewers, Springfield, Ohio does have a large number of Haitian migrants who have legal status, right. Temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret, but
thank you. Senator, we have so much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important
because we're going to turn out of the debate, economy. Thank
Margaret,
you.
Margaret, the rules were that the you economy, guys weren't going to fact check. And since you're fact checking me, I think it's important to say what's actually going on. So there's an application called the CBP One app where you can go on as an illegal migrant, apply for asylum or apply for parole and be granted legal status at the wave of a Kamala Harris open border wand. That is not a person coming in, applying for a green card and waiting for 10 years. Facilitation of illegal immigration, Margaret, by
thank
our
you,
own
Senator,
leadership.
Thank you, Senator, for describing the legal process.
Kamala Harris opened up that pathway.
Those laws have been on the books since 1990.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The CBP One app has not been on the books
since 1990. It's something that Kamala Harris created, Margaret.
Gentlemen, the audience can't hear you because your mics are cut.
So J.D. Vance was superb in this debate against Tim Walz. Here are my thoughts on the debate as a whole. J.D. Vance did everything. This is kind of the thesis of my thoughts of J.D. Vance. He did everything and more of what Donald Trump was supposed to do in his debate. He's well-spoken. He reminded us over and over again, without being annoying about it, because it's possible to be annoying about it, but he did it in a very calculated, smart way. He reminded us that Kamala Harris is the incumbent. And the question was simple, and people have said it over and over again. If you have all these plans, if you're somehow going to fix what's going on, which aren't you the president, so you cause what's going on, but whatever, let's say you fix it, then why aren't you doing it right this second? And that's something that Donald Trump wouldn't say until the very end of his debate. By then, all of us were asleep. We didn't want to watch the debate. I mean, even me, who's into politics, that debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump was a snooze fest. Honestly, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz was more entertaining than that one. Again, Trump did not do this. J.D. Vance went in on the moderators. That was another thing. For their obvious corruption, they weren't as bad as ABC. I think a lot of people have been kind of making it sound like the CBS anchors were as bad as the ABC ones. They weren't. The rules of them not fact-checking were great, but the moment that they did, J.D. Vance went in and said, you're breaking your own rules. Leftists, of course, have taken this and been like, oh, J.D. Vance was scared. No. J.D. Vance went in on corruption. Let's be clear about this. And every conservative and moderate out there was very happy about it because the moderators sucked. They absolutely sucked. Not as bad as ABC, but they still sucked. Incredibly biased. This is not something that Trump was willing to do in the same way. In fact, it was very un-Trumpy. And you'll remember that when Donald Trump debated Kamala Harris, I was upset. I was pissed. In fact, the title of my video was, I am pissed. And I really was, especially as someone who's voting for Donald Trump and wants him to succeed. But let me say this, guys. I am equally, as much as I was pissed after that debate, I am equally as pleased today with J.D. Vance's performance. Here is something that I haven't heard any commentator talk about when it comes to the debate. One of my biggest concerns about J.D. Vance was not my top pick for VP. And I'll just be upfront with that. Glenn Youngkin, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, these are the kind of people that I really wanted, even Doug Burgum, I really wanted to see them in the VP spot instead of J.D. Vance, because I saw J.D. Vance as more of a doubling down on the MAGA base, which there's nothing wrong with the MAGA base. It's just I like broadening the coalition. But one of my big critiques of J.D. Vance and the reason why I was like not quite sure about him being the VP was I was wondering, is he going to be Trump's man or America's man? Because there becomes a point, if you've ever met someone famous, you want to please them. You just do. It's just human nature. And who is more famous than Donald Trump? There's nobody. And J.D. Vance, of course, has a political career to think of. So it's not just him fanboying over Donald Trump, but he also needs to think of the fact that Donald Trump runs the Republican Party. Presumably, J.D. Vance would like to also run the Republican Party as president one day. So my question was just simply, is J.D. Vance going to actually say what he believes or say what Donald Trump wants him to say? And I'll say unequivocally, J.D. Vance said what he believed in this debate. Yes, he had to be careful about abortion because abortion, unfortunately, is not a winning issue for Republicans in many ways. I think a lot of what he said was very smart, especially talking about how we need to preserve life after, you know, after birth. That doesn't, of course, make abortion suddenly justified, but I think that was a wise thing to say. But in terms of, you know, talking about the dogs and the cats like Donald Trump, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. He talked about what actually matters about Ohio, Springfield, Ohio, which is the fact that 20,000 migrants has invaded a town of 60,000 people and the social systems and institutions in place can't possibly take in that many people. That's what he focused on. And that's what someone who cares about immigration talks about. If he had talked about dogs and cats, it's more of a Donald Trump thing. Again, you can talk about it. I'm not saying you can't talk about it. I'm just saying in a national debate, don't talk about that fringe case. That may or may not be true. We don't really know. But talk about the actual issue. And if he had just been pandering to Donald Trump, he would have talked about the dogs and the cats, as Donald Trump said. He didn't use a lot of Trump talking points in general. He just spoke as himself. And you can tell when someone's just kind of reusing old talking points. That was not J.D. Vance. He was giving his authentic opinion. I thought it read really well. Not only was he speaking fact, but he was very compassionate in it. Which again, a lot of conservatives look at that. They think, yeah, we don't really care about that. We just kind of want the facts. I wouldn't consider myself a moderate, but I know my moderate friends will look at that and think, oh, that was refreshing. You know, we haven't heard that from a lot of conservatives recently. And I thought it played really well for J.D. Vance. So that's my overall thoughts on J.D. Vance. Here's my thoughts on how it will affect the election, because that's really what matters about this guy's, right? That's why the debate happened. This is my overall thoughts. If there was anyone who wasn't sure about who they were voting for and they watched that whole debate, they're now voting for J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. Here's the problem. I just don't really think that anyone's out there and doesn't already know who they're voting for. Let's be honest about this. If you don't know who Donald Trump is, you've been living under a rock. You may not know who Kamala Harris is, but it's enough to have a strong opinion about one candidate because either you really like him, or you can tolerate him, like you like what he did when he was president, you vote for him, or you really hate him. And even if you don't know who Kamala Harris is, you're going to vote for her. It's stupid, but it's true. And so I just don't really think anyone's undecided. But if they are undecided and if they watch the debate, I do think they're going to vote for Donald Trump because of the fantastic performance that J.D. Vance gave in this debate. So even and by the way, that's even through Tim Walz having some really, really bad gaffes, really big mistakes in the debate, from talking about befriending a school shooter. I know it was a mistake, but it's still a gaffe. I mean, that's what gaffe means, of course. To talking about China and how he just loves China and just basically saying he's a knucklehead and he's an idiot. Even through all that, I don't think that's enough to convince someone who was voting for Kamala Harris already to suddenly vote for Donald Trump. Because let's be honest, if you're voting for Kamala Harris, you don't really have all your screws are a little loose already. So I don't think you saw something like that and suddenly just changed your mind. So this debate doesn't really change anything except for confidence that people might have in J.D. Vance. You're going to see his approval rating skyrocket. So it might not mean a lot for his debate, but it's going to mean, or for this election rather, but it's going to mean a lot for J.D. Vance's future political career. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.